you know, we're coming off a weekend, coming off Christmas weekend, essentially. Mm-hmm. You know, we went last Friday with Christmas Eve and Christmas Day on Saturday. I love talking to a number of people because whenever Christmas falls on a weekend, sometimes it kind of gets you trying to figure out what day it is.
That can happen.
And especially on a Saturday, which for some people is already a day off, and then Sunday for some people is already a day off. So what day is this? But we got through it, and we wanted to thank listeners who were enjoying our Christmas celebration, especially for the musical selections, the Eddie Band Christmas concert we had last Friday to start things off, presented by Frankenmuth Credit Union, and then the Valley Lutheran Christmas presented by Marty Hessler and Joe Shaver of the Hessler Shaver Thrivent Financial Group. And Mannheim Steamrollers and American Christmas presented by Bonnie's Sewing Center on Wilder Road in Bay City. From some of the folks I've talked to and some messages received, people were once again enjoying the celebration.
I heard some people remark that the music on the radio was better than what some of the TV music specials were.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, of course.
How about that?
I would expect that.
Yes, I have no doubt about that.
Yeah. I'm not surprised by that news.
And the nice thing was, of course, when it's on the radio, I suppose you could do this on TV, but if something's on TV, most people will sit and watch.
Mm-hmm.
But with the radio, it gives you the chance to actually accomplish whatever's necessary as you're enjoying.
You have so much to do over Christmas, I'm sure, with all the hosting and things like that. So, yeah, it's good to be able to move around and you don't have to sit in front of a tube.
And it was kind of weird because the weather, you know, the mid-40 range, even better than that in some places.
No, yeah, I was down in Ann Arbor, and it was, I think, 52 when we woke
really?
Up on Christmas morning. Yeah,
yeah,
it's the warmest in the morning.
On Sunday, I went to visit my sister, and roads were just clear and dry, just a nice drive, our annual wind turbine tour. And the thumb.
Oh my goodness,
it's just endless. They just keep going and going and going forever.
Drive out my way, Dave.
I'm hearing more and more of that.
More and more, yeah.
And two more wind parks have been announced in the state. One in Shiawassee County, I think the other one's Muskegon County.
Yep.
So if you haven't a chance to see it yet, do you see it in a neighborhood near you?
Near you.
That was really nice, though. The weather did make for nice travel.
It did do that. It just didn't
feel. I think we all did some traveling, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't really feel like Christmas, like weather-wise.
No,
yeah,
that was it. I mean, because we had that snow that was
the day before
Thursday.
Yeah, the Thursday, right?
Which caused a lot of people that had to have travel concerns. But by the time Christmas Eve rolled around and Christmas Day, forget it; it was gone.
Right?
Yeah,
it was gone. And so, yeah, but it was strange to have that kind of weather. It's not unheard of. We have had some warm Christmases, we know.
Yeah, it seems like more and more, though, lately.
Nobody was on the road, though. I know I was traveling Christmas Day itself, heading down 75 into the Clarkston area, the Warren area, down I-75 in that quarter, and just, yeah, nobody on the road. And to see the stores that were shut down that because passing some of those big shopping malls and things that off the sides of the roads, like, wow. It's really stark.
Yeah, it was strange to see fast food places closed that you normally see open.
Yeah, a lot of places that took that time off. And then coming back Christmas night, I decided to reroute through Frankenmuth. And wow, was Frankenmuth hopping on Christmas night about 7 o'clock.
Oh, really?
I had expectations. Usually whenever we try and do that, coming back from our travels, Christmas, just because it's fun to see the lights and things like that.
Oh, beautiful lights.
Drive through Bronner's parking lot, look at the Silent Light Chapel, things like that. But man, the people, and I'm sure because of the weather, but everyone was, and people taking all kinds of pictures and comfortable.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But walking through town in Frankenmuth, obviously everything is shut down. Mm-hmm. Zenders and Bavarian Inn were doing a brisk business, though, I got to tell you that. Oh, boy. But yeah, I was amazed at the people who were actually strolling. Again, taking pictures, and probably because the weather was so nice, just to take in the atmosphere of Frankenmuth.
Right,
it was incredible.
I like the village scene along the river.
Yeah, that is cool.
Isn't that nice?
You got that lit up, and you can look across the river and see how that shines so brightly. That was just a nice, festive, and hopefully everyone had a good time and a chance to see family and friends, and all went well, and Santa was good and all that, and the reason for the season was remembered, too, trying to mix the two together as has to be done.
Yeah, my parents got me a University of Michigan football Big Ten Champions T-shirt. My dad told me to wear it sparingly and use it as a collector's item, since it only happens once every 17 years. he's a Penn State guy, so.
Wow. Obviously, he decided to ignore some of the past history of the Wolverines, going for the recent history of where it's been a little bit more stark. It used to be where every other year or every year Michigan was winning Big Ten football championships.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But, well played, though, I got to say.
It wasn't bad. That's
pretty good. I saw some of the displays of those types of items, and I thought that'd be kind of cool. But I thought, you know what? I'm waiting to buy the national championship shirt. That's the one I want.
That'd be one to have.
So that's the one I want. Might have to wait a couple of weeks. Well, if we have to wait for a couple of weeks, then we know it's a good thing.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Got the game coming up this Friday against Georgia. And looks like Michigan is doing everything it can to stay isolated from everybody else. All media appearances are virtual and everything like that. So,
especially since Florida's got a little problem right now, don't they?
Yeah, Florida's, Well, I mean, Florida and a slew of other states.
But how cool to hear in your sports. Unfortunate that other teams have problems, but fortunate Central Michigan.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they get to play in a bigger bowl and against a better opponent, you could say, Washington State, and the payout for them is even bigger. They were originally scheduled to play in the Arizona Bowl on the 31st, starting at 2 o'clock against Boise. Boise's having COVID issues, so that game was canceled. Miami Hurricanes were supposed to play Washington State in the Sun Bowl, but Miami had COVID issues, so then Washington State and CMU were out there in Arizona without teams to play, and they said, hey, let's play in the Sun Bowl. While we're out here, let's do it. So
I saw information somewhere that originally they would have gotten like $100,000+, and now they're going to get in excess of, is it $2 million?
Yes, that's about it. You're right.
It also is going to be nationally broadcast on CBS.
That's right.
That's another
positive.
And you
brought that up, Charlie, when we were talking earlier. Yeah.
Because I think that the original game they were going to play in wasn't even going to be televised. I think it was just one of those third-rate cable things.
Yeah, something like that, right.
Certainly not national
CBS,
exposure
right.
of a...
Yeah.
So that's
a nice Christmas gift for Central Michigan.
Fire up chips.
Yeah, exactly. Fire up. And it's a great way to start the 31st because, CMU at noon, and then Alabama and Cincinnati will play at 4:30, and then, of course, Michigan will close it out.
Yeah, it's going to be a good football day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. New Year's Eve is going to be a better football day than New Year's Day.
Right. Yeah, I think so.
It's going to be a tough turnaround for us on New Year's Day, Charlie, after New Year's Eve.
But New Year's Day is a Saturday.
True.
And we got special programming.
You're all right.
We'll be okay.
We'll just get through the morning and we can coast, eh?
We'll coast.